Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 15th of July. I can't figure it out either. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks so for having me, as always.
So glad you're here.
High point of my week. High point of my week.
Well, you are here to talk. Like, normally your column is called Rants and Raves, and sometimes it's just a rant, sometimes it's just a rave. And it seems like today we have a little bit of both.
Yes. Today you get two things in one. Woo. Yeah, you get a rant and a rave. Okay. Start with the rant.
Yes.
I love my Apple Watch, and I love almost everything about it except for two things.
Okay.
The two things I don't like are battery life, which I can't do anything about, and watch band prices, or Apple-branded watch band prices, which I can.
So, yes.
The rest of, well, I guess most of the rest of this episode will be devoted to the rave part,
yes,
where I tell you about all the cool and reasonably priced watch bands I've unearthed, mostly on Amazon, but I'm sure you could look other places and find reasonably priced, decent quality watch bands you'd be proud to put on your hand. Because I have literally dozens and dozens of them.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting because when I used to collect analog watches, I must have two dozen analog watches, but I never changed their bands unless they broke. Because it was a hassle. You had to have the special tool, and the little pin would fall out. It was just really not easy or fun. And so you didn't do it very often, if ever.
I remember it well. I do not remember it fondly.
No. And then the Apple Watch came along with this wonderful, easy and secure technique for changing watch bands.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, why didn't every watch ever made do this? This is great.
Yeah, it really is.
So, yeah, I mean, it takes like literally seconds to have a different watch band.
Yeah.
So, for example, you can, and because you can change the watch face, your Apple Watch is a dress watch, a sport watch, exercise watch, a tank watch.
All the things.
Chronometer. And you can have the matching bracelet for it in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's really very cool. And I took to it like a duck to water.
Yeah.
As soon as I got my Apple Watch, I started stocking up on watch bands.
Okay.
But they were expensive. And at first, there weren't any third-party ones. So, you know, I didn't have that many in the beginning at 50 bucks a pop or more.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bad news. And the good news is the third parties have taken up the slack, and there are now thousands. I've ordered, I'd say, at least a dozen, probably a couple dozen from Amazon, and I haven't sent any of them back.
Okay.
Okay, so none of them has been, like, out-of-the-box awful. Some of them are higher quality or handsomer than others,
sure,
but I'm not sure that that's reason to send them back. None of them is defective. None of them made my wrist turn green. None of them fell apart the second day. I mean, these are knockoffs, but they're high quality knockoffs.
Okay.
So, for example, the Apple Sport Band, the one that comes in all the pretty colors, right?
Yes.
It's made of custom high performance fluoroelastomer.
Yeah. Now this would be
the
rubber,
the rubbery ones.
The rubbery ones. Okay.
The ones that are made out of what feels to me like silicone.
Yes.
Anyway, so you can get these high quality knockoffs that, you know, they're not called sport band, but they look pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like 10 bucks each. And sometimes they're 3 for $10.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they're okay. They work. They have the right connector. They fit on. They don't break. And at that price, you can have 5 for the price of one color of Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there's other ones like the leather bracelet. I love that leather link bracelet.
Oh, yeah. But
it's $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's $100. And I suspect it doesn't wear as well as maybe a metal bracelet or a rubber bracelet. In other words, I think the leather will show some patina fairly quickly. And on a $100 watch band, I'm not sure I want patina. I want it to look brand new forever.
Okay. Maybe.
But the thing is, $100 for that leather linked thing was a lot, but I got one on Amazon, I think, for under 20. It was maybe $12 or $15.
Okay. Yeah.
And the new braided whatever the Apple ones
are. Oh, the Solo Loop? Yeah.
Solo Loop. They have ones from somebody called Funker. And in fact, if you go find my column for this week, there's links to the ones that I mentioned. But there's a knockoff from someone called FNKER, Funker. That's $15, and they look good. I bought one of those, and the magnetic leather bands are like $20 or less. I have a distressed leather band that is, ooh, you know, if you squint, it's kind of like one of those really, really expensive Hermes bands that Apple sells for a couple hundred, $300, $500. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then my favorite of them all is the solid stainless steel band that I got from Mio Her with two H's, Mio HHR. But it's $19.99. It comes in seven colors.
Okay.
So it comes in silver, black, space gray, and then black and gold and rose gold. And they look pretty nice. They are nice stainless steel bands. And I've been wearing it for like a month, and it doesn't turn my wrist green. The clasp still works fine, and you know, it just seems to me, when you look at Apple's band for $349 in silver or $449 in space black, I could buy 17 of these.
Watch.
I could buy 17 of these bands for the price of one of those. So I have,
and you could get an Apple Watch SE for that same price.
For less, I think.
Yeah. You could get a Watch SE and a band.
You could get an Apple Watch 6 for $449, I think. I'd have to check, but it's pretty close. So, you know, I'm not buying bands that cost as much as the watch itself.
No.
But I am collecting, you know, under $20 bands that I find on Amazon. And I've been really, really happy. And it looks like there are lots more for me to try. I've still got plenty more order and test. But I've been really pleased so far. I haven't found any losers. And all of the ones that I've ordered have, you know, suited my needs and not felt like they were not felt shoddily made or anything. I mean, sometimes when you buy a knockoff, it behaves like a knockoff and falls apart pretty quick. But most of this stuff, and it's all, you know, knockoff stuff, and it all comes from the same country. But it isn't bad stuff, you know? It's like there's much worse stuff than this. And if you're careful about it, and one of the things I love about Amazon is they really are good about returns.
Yeah.
So if something is bad, I just send it back.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I can now go drop it off at my local Kohl's store without even putting it in a box or a package. I can just bring in a piece, you know, bring in a watch band, and they'll ship it back to Amazon. And they give you your credit like that day.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to wait for the post office to deliver it to them or worry about it making it to the fulfillment house. So, you know, Amazon is pretty... it's pretty safe, I think, for purchases like this.
Yeah. And I only have a couple off of Amazon, but I bought one that was just a plain silicone band because I wear my watch for like yard work and things. And I just wanted something that I could scrub effectively, basically. Because when I got my watch, it had like a regular sort of fabric-y band initially. And then I got my Series 4 had a sport loop when I got it. And so I had like one nice sport loop, but it was fabric. And I wanted something that I could just take off and like
rinse off,
hit with some detergent, you know, or something and make sure it sort of stayed in good shape, you know, as good a shape as it could. And I sort of went into it presuming it wasn't going to last and I was going to end up having to... you know, do something else with it. But I've had that band for 3 or 4 years now, and I basically put it on in the summer. And then whenever I have to go out and do yard work and stuff, I put it on and then, you know, bring it in and scrub it off if it gets grubby or anything. And I've never had a problem with it. And I don't think I paid 10 whole dollars for it. I think it was a single digit number under of 10 dollars.
Bucks. Yeah. Mostly under 10 bucks. And you know, I believe those silicone and or fluoro elastomer type bands are dishwasher safe. So you technically, I think you could throw them in the fork basket in your dishwasher to clean them. I tend to hand wash mine, but I think you could.
I'm sure I could. I don't have one like the little basket, you know, that closes up securely so that it doesn't just rattle around all over the dishwasher. Otherwise, I would do that. But
I'm going to try that next time. I want to say I keep them all in one like cardboard box on my bookshelf. And I can't tell the difference between the Apple ones and the ones that I got on Amazon. You know, like after a year, they look the same. They both have a patina, for lack of a better thing to call it. I mean, they don't look worn, but they look like they've been worn.
Yeah.
But I can't tell which ones are which. It's not like the ones that I got for the lower prices have worn so much worse. I don't think they've worn worse at all. They look worn about the same. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can't really tell which ones are which based on how they wear.
Yeah.
So I would say that's a good endorsement for buying 5 for the price of 1 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or 17 for the price of 1.
Yeah. Now, I will say with that caveat, I will say that there's one brand that I know that make, or two brands that I know that make watch bands that I feel like are worth paying for, and it like worth paying for in that they're solid watch bands, but they're still not charging Apple prices. So you can get a very nice leather strap from a company called Nomad Goods, and I like them very much for their watch bands. They have leather ones. They have some that are sort of a thicker, almost like a kind of a puffy in the middle, and then they have some that are more flat. And they also have some others. I think they call it the rugged strap. And then they have a sport strap, which is just another sort of plasticky one. And those are like $60, $70. They have metal ones, but I don't know what the prices on those are because I haven't really looked at metal bands for my watch yet. But they're one. And then the other one that I'm thinking of, I'm absolutely going to blank on the name of, because they make something with a what's called a deployant buckle, and I bought that watch strap for Mr. Kelly many Christmases ago, and he basically put it on his watch at that point and hasn't touched it since. So I thought that was sort of so he kind of digs it.
Maybe he doesn't know.
Oh no, he knows.
Okay.
It was Monowear.
Monowear. Never heard of it, but I will look. I just looked at Nomad, and they have beautiful things.
Yeah, they make a wide variety of beautiful things. That's sort of how I discovered them. So hi Chuck over at Nomad, and I'll make sure that we get a link to Monowear in there as well. As well as a link to Nomad Goods. I have a review coming of a couple of things that Nomad sent me. And so I'm going to make sure that I get those up soon. And also, like I said, that Monowear watch band is one that, like, it's been 3 years, maybe 4, since I bought that for him for Christmas. And he put it on and never took it off. He doesn't wear it out in the yard to, like, grub around in the dirt and stuff like I do. But he wears it all the time and really likes the buckle.
He doesn't go out in the yard and grub around in the dirt like you do.
He doesn't do it as often, but he's also not up for like, I'm going to swap out my watch band just so I can go grub around in the yard. And he always likes it to look nice. So he just leaves the nice watch band on it. And like, it. I can't wear that in the yard
today. I'm not doing yard work today. Not like you couldn't take the watch off.
Oh no, he does. That's what he does. Is he just doesn't wear his watch because he doesn't care about rings.
Oh, he's not like me then.
No, he doesn't care about.
As an excuse to not do gardening. Oh well, I don't want to take my watch off.
Oh yeah, see, I go. This will help me close my rings, so I'm going outside. So, when you mow your yard and it's a mile to get all the way through the front and all the way through the back
thing you're talking of. I've heard of it, I think, but somebody else I think does it here.
Well, it's it's a pleasant, in my case, mile-long walk that is spoiled by a loud, noisy engine.
They do have push mowers that don't have engines. Wouldn't that be fun? Mile walk with a push mower.
It's a mile to mow my front yard and my backyard. I'm trying to talk Mr. Kelly into a riding mower.
I would say
this is my campaign.
That's a necessity if you've got that much lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying to talk my wife into getting rid of the last bit of lawn and putting in Xeriscape.
Yeah, because we'll talk about that later.
Let me tell you, lawn is a problem here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting to be a problem here, too. Mostly because I don't want to mow it, and I can't get a riding mower. So yeah.
I fixed that sort of thing easily. A, we got rid of most of the lawn, and B, we hired a guy to come and do it every other Friday.
Oh, very nice.
So I go out and watch him. That's my exercise every other Friday.
Yeah, that's not going to close your rings, Bob.
No, true dad. Okay.
Well, this has been Lawn Care with Bob and Kelly. Like I said, we will have a link to Bob's column. We will have a link to the two brands that I mentioned in the show notes. I hope everyone has enjoyed this, and do know that there are other watch bands out there available to you.
So many. And I put a link in my column that will search for watch bands with ratings of 4 stars or more.
Oh, nice.
So yeah I figured, you know, that's where I start. You can't rely on just a good rating or two, but when you have thousands of them and you read them and you decide they're probably real, then that is a good starting point. So there's even a link for that in the column. So
excellent. All right, so
that's where I always start.
And if you have a watch band you'd like to make sure that we talk about, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Bob, as always, thanks so much for coming by today.
Thanks again for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.